The jobs picture improved in August, but some of the juice there was still federal aid that has now come to an end. I'm David Brancaccio. The August numbers are in, showing 1.4 million more people on payrolls in August, in line with forecasts. A good chunk of that, 238,000, were people getting hired by the government to work on the census. Statisticians also call house to house to see who's employed and who's looking. There, the unemployment rate fell to 8.4% from just over 10%. Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, looked closely at the new data. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So, in line with forecasts, and actually pretty good overall.
All the details look terrific. Decent rise in average hourly earnings, consensus rise in non-farm payrolls. The household survey, which is a separate survey of individuals, showed even stronger job growth, more than 3 million people returning to work. And that's why the unemployment rate fell so much. It's dropped below 8.5%, which nobody expected.
You think some of those people returning to work are gig economy workers?
I think that's exactly what's going on. I think the loss of federal unemployment benefits in August forced people to come back into the labor force. So I suspect this is going to be for now, anyway, something that boosts the economy. There are more people working. They're making decent money. But I do worry about what the loss of aid implies later this year. You know, the other big story in the last week was companies announcing tens of thousands in layoffs because they've lost public support.
Right. And the ongoing story about whether or not Congress comes up with more stimulus. Chris Lowe at FHN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
The jobs report today brought some buying back into the stock market after the big Thursday sell-off, the biggest dip since June. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live. While things are still struggling a bit, that was quite a day yesterday.
It was a wild ride, David, especially for tech stocks. The NASDAQ, which of course focuses on tech, was down almost 5%. The S&P 500 fell 3.5%, and the Dow lost almost 3%.
What explains this?
There are lots of theories on that. Some analysts say this is just a natural correction. There was a bit of bad news yesterday. The U.S. trade deficit was up, and trade tensions with China are intensifying. Also, the payroll processor ADP reported that just 428,000 new jobs were created last month. That's a lot fewer than the 1 million that were expected.
Yeah, now let's talk about the ticker symbol AAPL.
Apple. Apple stock had its worst day since last March. Some analysts are brushing that aside. I read one memo from Wedbush Securities that talks about pent-up demand for new iPhones. One thing to remember, David, is the sell-off just affects the price of Apple stock, not the overall value of the company. It's just the stock price that went through the floor.
Yeah, more so this morning. Apple stock now down nearly 2%, but more widely this morning, things have kind of mixed here, right?
Yeah, the markets have only been open for about 20 minutes. They jumped at the start. Right now, the Dow is up 145 points. That's 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ down 1.1%. It's a mixed bag.
Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.
All that said, the job market remains pretty tough for experienced adults with resumes. Imagine being a young person just starting out. Well, here's an idea. The government pays businesses cash if they hire specifically young people. The British government this week launched a $2.5 billion program called Kickstart. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, who hosts an early in the morning version of the Marketplace Morning Report from London, joins us. Hello.
Hi, David. How's it going?
Good. So money changes hands in this new program. How does this Kickstart thing work?
Well, it gives businesses about $2,000 for every six-month work placement they provide for people aged 16 to 24 who are on an unemployment benefit here known as Universal Credit. Now, job centers are going to be the ones responsible for identifying people at risk of long-term unemployment and referring them to the scheme. Ultimately, the goal is to create around 300,000 jobs and help train these entry-level workers. Many big businesses have already signed up. Dale Vince is the boss of one of those companies. It's a green energy company called Ecotricity. He told the BBC his business could likely create several dozen jobs, but he worries about the implementation.
We reached out to our local job center to say, look, how's this going to work? And they said, actually, they didn't know. They weren't in the loop. We've not heard back. So it seems like the details of the policy have not been communicated to local job centers.
And the UK has tried a version of this before, right? Victoria, what's the track record in getting young people working?
Yeah, so in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, the UK launched a program called the Future Jobs Fund. And the biggest problem for young people is that the longer they're unemployed, the worse their longer-term pay prospects are. And that can cause a drag on society and the country's economic prospects overall. So academic research shows, and the think tank that we spoke to, say that these types of programs do help combat this problem. Critically, with this scheme that the government has launched this week, for businesses to be able to get the funding, they have to prove that they're actually creating jobs and not just laying off older workers to make way for newer, younger ones. The question, though, is going to be whether this program goes far enough. Thousands of young workers work in hospitality and retail, and they've been furloughed. So they're the ones at risk of permanent unemployment because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Permanent. All right. My Marketplace colleague with the BBC, Victoria Craig in London. Thank you.
Thank you.
Checking the stock market again, the NASDAQ, which fell 5% yesterday, is down more than 2% this morning. S&P's down as well. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.